This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Well, there's no question that Wayne Allen Root has gone to war already tonight. Thank you for joining the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and I get a chance to be a part of this great radio night. My name is Lee Elsie, and Wayne is still on the Las Vegas Strip. People are beeping, and Wayne, you got to tell them thank you, right? That's the idea here.
Well, let's do it here, because I've been standing outside my car in the hot sun in my suit and tie thanking every single person one by one. I don't know if anybody's ever done that at a protest before. As the cars drove by the hundreds, I was thanking them and waving an American flag and saying God bless you, every person. And every person was screaming, Wayne Root, we love you. What an incredible group of people. You came through. I asked you to come out, and you came out by the thousands. I had people who told me it may be 10,000 people. We started this thing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and at 5 o'clock the cars are still just coming by at the very end, the finish line of our protest. It is the biggest protest in the history of the Vegas Strip, and it's because of all of you. Wayne Root says, I love you. You are the best. You are the salt of the earth, and you deserve all the good that could come out of this thing, and let's make it. Let's make good come out of this thing. Let's get back to work, and let's make America good again and great again and grow again.
So, Wayne, I mean, you got people, I'm sure you couldn't really get too close to them, but I'm assuming that you got a chance to talk to some of the folks who maybe came up to you or what have you. I mean, what kind of people are we talking? What kind of businesses are we talking about folks actually being out there being supportive to?
If I had to guesstimate just from the people I spoke to, I would say about 20-25% of the people I spoke to own their own business, and about 75% are just real working class bedrock America. And, you know, you could tell, that people want to get back to work. None of my fans are the type of person that's going to accept welfare. They don't want a $1,200 check from government. They want to work and earn their money. And by the way, what's a $1,200 check every 6 weeks could actually do for anyone who owns a home or owns a business or has kids in college? It's ridiculously. It's not going to pay our bills.
No.
So who's going to pay our bills? There's no one to pay them for us.
It's a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. That's what I've been saying. It's nothing. It doesn't really do anything except maybe get you a little bit of a food spending money. But other than that, it doesn't solve your big problems. I'll tell you, Wayne, the folks I'm sure that were out there today.
Thank you, Trish. Trish, thank you.
Part of their personality is working, getting up and going to work, right? It's what makes you who you are.
To me, that's life, guys. That's life. Thank you, guys. To me, that's life. To me, life is not worth living. If you're going to make me hide in my home, you're going to make me close my business, you're going to make me bankrupt. As I said in the last hour, government employees and politicians are getting their checks, so they don't feel the pain that we feel. Not to mention, if they weren't getting their checks, they're so rich it wouldn't matter. But the rest of us need to get a paycheck. What do you pay your bills with? Does anyone understand that? What do you pay your bills with?
Let me ask you, I know you've always stressed making sure this is as safe as possible. So you're talking, just so people maybe who are just tuning in, you want people to go back to work, but you want to make sure that they're, keeping their social distance, wearing a mask when they need to, maybe wearing gloves if they have to, sanitizer, all that goes along with that, right?
Of course. Nobody is disputing that this isn't a hoax. No one's disputing it's not a terrible, contagious pandemic. But listen, we didn't stop for polio. We didn't stop for World War II. I'm on the radio. Thank you. We didn't stop for all the worst problems in the history of America. There's no reason to stop now. What makes us great is that we're a nation of risk takers. Thank you. We're a nation of risk takers. We're a nation of people that face the risk. We're bold. We're brave. We have courage. We're first responders, just like policemen and firemen.
By the way, thank you.
There's just pouring in, Lee. We're just leaving the federal office building, turning around, and people are pouring in by the hundreds still. I think they think there's a rally, and I set it up so there would not be a rally, so we'd never take a chance on getting anybody sick. But we did it the right way, and we pulled it off. And we pulled it off with, I think, the biggest success in the history of Las Vegas. That's pretty amazing stuff.
Now, you mentioned
I wanted to say one more thing.
Sure.
Do you remember when Barack Obama said, we didn't build it? He said, businessmen didn't build it. Government built it. And you know what this whole thing is proving? We did build it. Because it's only been 6 weeks or so where we've all been out of business. 6 weeks. And the entire economy is crumbling, and the country's crumbling, and government has no money coming in. No sales tax, no income tax, no property tax, no nothing. No business tax. We are government. Without us, you can't pay for welfare or Social Security or police officers and their salaries and their pensions. We just proved, we the business people of America, the small business owners, we did build it with the businesses we built and the jobs we create and the risks we take.
You mentioned earlier about Trump, you're not necessarily all that happy. I mean, you're happy with most of what he does, but not necessarily all that happy with some of this stuff. If you could get the president's ear tonight and tell him, let's do one thing, what would you want him to do? What steps do you want him to take to start to move this thing forward quicker rather than later?
Well, I think it's very clear that the people who have his ear are the doctors, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, and they've been wrong about not a few things, everything. They've been wrong about everything, and now all the medical experts who based it all on modeling, computer modeling, that turned out to be 100% wrong, guess what, Lee? They're all trying to cover it up and make it like they're the reason that there were so few people dying. That's not true. That is not true at all. This turned out to be much less deadly than they claimed it was. The death rate is so tiny among people under the age of 40 and 30 and 20. There's, I think in the whole world, there's been under 5 children that have died. Thank God. I'm celebrating that. But the fact is, we had a SARS epidemic, and it affected children and young people. And nobody stopped us from going to work. This was the greatest overreaction in the history of America. And we've just got to get back to work. I would tell President Trump, just like I told Hogan Gidley in hour number one, his spokesman, we love him, but his base is getting restless. His base is getting angry. His base is getting disillusioned, and his base is getting desperate. You've got to get the economy open, and you've got to get us back to work, or you're not going to win re-election. I told this to every Republican that would listen back in the 2018 election. Dean Heller, our U.S. Senator, if you ever do something that pleases liberals, not one of them will ever cross party lines and vote for you. Not one Democrat will vote for you. But you'll lose the Republican base and you'll lose the election. And guess what? Dean Heller supported Obamacare and the expansion of Medicaid in Obamacare, and he lost the election, and he's not a U.S. Senator anymore. I would say the same thing to President Trump. The base loves you, but they're growing antsy and disillusioned and impatient. You got to get us back to work, or you're going to lose us, and you won't win in November of 2020.
It's all going to come down to personal responsibility and a personal choice when this is all said and done. We can jump through hoops, we can do everything that everybody says, but in the end, we're going to have to decide, you know, as an individual, whether or not we want to go back to work. You made a great analogy maybe a month ago, and it stuck with me. I don't know if you remember saying this, but I think it's perfect for the situation. You said, you know, nobody would die on the highways if everyone was forced to go 10 miles an hour, right?
Right.
And so it's sort of, this is sort of, that to me resonated because that makes sense, right? You can't live your life at 10 miles an hour.
Right. And that's the thing that people aren't recognizing. There's going to be some death. We lost 82,000 people to the flu in the 2017-2018 flu season. 80,000 plus people died. I think it was either 81 or 82,000 to be exact. There's always going to be people dying. But as Lee said, that was my analogy. You can't put the speed limit at 10 on the highway. Nobody would die anymore, but nobody would ever get anything done. We can never get to work. We can never get to church. We can never get the kids to school or soccer. You couldn't live your life. That's what's happening now. Are we going to reduce the deaths to zero? I don't know. Probably never. But we could get them as low as possible, but then business would come to a standstill, which it has, and we'd all go broke. We'd have nothing. It's the blinds and bread lines, and we've been living in a Great Depression. Is that the United States of America you and I want? It's not the America I want. I won't force you to work, but you can't force me to close my business. It's my property, and it's time for lawsuits, and it's time to take this to the United States Supreme Court, to any state where a Democrat governor's in charge, and they won't let us get back to work. It's time to take them to court.
Wayne Allyn Root is live on the Las Vegas Strip. If you're just tuning in, normally you get him live in his Las Vegas studio, but today he got together with thousands of other folks, and they went up and down the Las Vegas Strip to make a statement, to protest a caravan of great patriots, again, led by a whole bunch of people from all over the country. It's a pretty remarkable thing. I don't think it's ever been done on this grand a scale on the radio before, and it was really remarkable to watch it, Wayne, unfold live streaming. So I'm assuming now there's still stragglers, right?
There are. We actually got in the car now. It was the last group. The police told us the very last group was coming. I said goodbye to all of them. I waved. I punched a couple of elbows and a couple of fists. I don't shake hands anymore, right? I'm trying to do it the right way. I'm a hugger and a handshaker, but I fist pumped and I elbow pumped, and I thanked them all, and I sent them on their way, and I'm headed back home to finish up the show with you in my studio.
All right, sounds good. Steve Messing is coming up next. Politi Chatter, he'll be on. Wayne Allyn Root will return. We'll take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
In gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Is he coming?
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allyn Root on the road. We've got a special guest, co-founder of PolitiChatter, joining us, Steve Messing. But, Wayne, are you there, sir?
Yes. I'm here. I want to thank a couple of people, too. Andrew Paul, my producer, helped make this whole thing possible and gave me some great ideas to turn this into a huge runaway hit. He's the one that said, let's do it during the radio show. Brilliant idea, Andrew. It was Chris O'Sullivan, my handy board op and associate producer, who said, you know, Woodstock? Let's call this Rootstock. Great idea, Chris. It was Mike Colion with me. It was Mike Colion, who's in the car with me now, who gave me a lot of help putting this whole thing together. And Patricia Messenger provided a lot of the volunteers and the motorcycle club, the Eagle Riders. She did so many great things for me. Thank you, Patricia Messenger, and all the great Republican clubs in the state of Nevada and the city of Las Vegas, the Nevada Republican Club and the Southern Hills Republican Club. There's so many. I can't name them all. They're all good people. The Sun City Anthem and Sun City Summerlin Republican Club, they all sent their people out. It's amazing. What a great tight-knit Republican conservative community we have in Las Vegas. I didn't make this happen. They made it happen. God bless all of you.
You're going to have to ride a Harley next time you do it, I think. I think that might be the way to go. What do you think? So, Wayne, Steve Messing is with us. So you're up with him.
Hey, Steve. Hey. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm digging out from the NyQuil haze that I was in yesterday. But I got my COVID test done, and I tested negative.
Well, that's good. So you were just sick, but not sick with COVID. Good. Thank God.
No COVID.
Did you hear what an incredible event we had? We might have had 10,000 people.
I've been monitoring.
We're not even sure.
I've been watching the press coverage. Been blasting it out there. You got thousands and thousands of people, and it's just nuts. Great. It's beautiful because everybody's got to reopen Nevada. That's the key.
And we're going to reopen the country.
I want to do something special for everybody that showed up there at your rally. Okay? If they're listening still right now, you probably got, they're all over the place. And if they have not signed up for PolitiChatter yet, everybody that goes on there and signs up and uses the hashtag ReopenNevada with their first post on their free account, that's PolitiChatter.com. I'm going to give every new user a verified badge for free.
All right, so you want them to go to PolitiChatter.com and use Open Nevada? Is that the word you want?
Reopen Nevada. Hashtag
reopen Nevada. Nevada. There you go. Reopen Nevada. Steve of PolitiChatter. Let everybody know what PolitiChatter is all about. Why did you start PolitiChatter, Steve?
Well, here's a really good reason why. Facebook and Twitter love to censor political speech, and we do none of that. Our admins have been banned from Facebook. Our admins have been shadow banned on Twitter. They've killed us. So we said, we got to give a solution. We got to give anybody's political speech. We don't care if you're from the left or the right or indifferent or whatever else. Whatever you say, our platform has no political bias. Only our users do. You want to come on and support Donald Trump? More the merrier. You want to support your weird, wacky other preference? Go for it. I mean, it doesn't matter. If it's political speech, we do not censor it. And we fill the need, and we're there. We're growing and growing. Now, we've been in a war with Google. We've been in a war with Bing. We've been in a war with all these other companies that are squashing our reach. They're trying to kill us in the results figures on Google and stuff, but that's not going to stop us because we're going to keep growing, and it takes patriots like you and patriots others to help keep us going.
Steve Messing, nay, that's it. Steve, we're starting to lose you a little bit, and the music's playing, so we got to run. PolitiChatter, check it out, PolitiChatter.com. Wayne Allen Root, boots on the ground, and we'll check back in with him in just a little bit. Once again, he is live on the Las Vegas Strip, and fans are still driving by. Hear him beeping, and he's thanking folks. An amazing turnout, upwards of 10,000 people showing up for this rally put together by Wayne Allen Root and the entire crew over at the USA Radio Network. All right, so listen, I'm going to take a break. Come back. Bottom of the hour, we'll sweep. We got a special guest joining us. Tana Gortz will join us. She is the Woman for Trump Advisory Board member, and we'll chat with her. She actually was a runner-up on The Apprentice. Exciting stuff. Stick around for that. It's the USA Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump giving his signature of approval to a small business aid bill that was passed by the House and Senate this week. The bill pumps money into a popular loan program that quickly ran out of money and was then stalled in the Democratic-led House. Republican Senator from Arizona Martha McSally tells Fox News this is a big boost for small businesses.
Well, there's small businesses in my neighborhood all over Arizona who are just struggling. They may not survive if they can't get access to this quickly. It's stalled for way too long.
Banks now working hard to get that money to small business owners across the country. According to the Washington Examiner, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is blocking the release of dozens of witness interview transcripts from their investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network. From Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, with 2.5 hours in, half hour to go, we're saving the best for last, or almost last. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, getting a chance to do it all with the great Wayne Allen Root, who's put together an amazing, just an absolute amazing night of radio. Over 10,000 folks on Las Vegas Boulevard, thousands of cars, incredible show. So, Wayne, we've got Tana on the phone with us right now, so I'm sure you want to jump right into it.
Hey, Tana, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, you know, I just pulled together Rootstock, and it was like a Trump rally. I asked people on my radio show to come out in a show of support for reopening the economy. And, you know, I don't know exactly how many were there. I know it was thousands upon thousands. The guesstimates ranged from 6,000 to 8,000 to 10,000. Towards the end, the cops told me they thought it was about 10,000. We know we had several thousand cars blocking, you know, literally driving up the Vegas Strip. We dominated the Vegas Strip. We did something no one's ever done before. It's the first ever, you know, the safest protest ever. Nobody ever got out of their cars. We did the entire Vegas Strip in our cars, and we did the protest on the radio for 3 hours during my radio show. So all the guests were on the show. You are on the show now. There's still people listening right now on the radio. Some of them are still on the Vegas Strip. I took off. I'm finally home. I'm exhausted. I was outside in the sun waving and thanking every person as they drove by at the end of the protest. So I probably hand bumped or elbow bumped about, I don't know, 8,000 people.
Oh my gosh. Well, Wayne, that's fantastic. You don't do anything small, just like our president. I think that's fabulous. I'm so happy for you guys.
Now, where are you, Tana? You're in Iowa, are you not?
Yes, I'm in Iowa. We don't.
And is the economy open in Iowa, or is the economy closed in Iowa?
Well, it's closed. We're not on a mandate. You know, we're not on a stay home where you can't leave your house. However, restaurants are closed. We can only do takeout. And so, you know, it's tough. People want to get out, including myself. You know me, I want to get out mingling with the people. I want to be pressing the flesh, making sure that every human being in this state or in the proximity to me votes for this great president. I mean, my gosh, you see how hard he's working?
I do. I had a few negatives today for the first time ever, though, Tana, and that's okay. Because, you know, listen, you can love somebody, appreciate them, support them, and I'll give them everything I got again, just like I did in 16, but that doesn't mean we always agree on everything. I don't think he understands the pain his own voters are feeling. He's listening to those doctors too much, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. You got to listen to economists. You got to listen to Larry Kudlow and Steve Moore and Wayne Root, who's out there in the business world. People are starving. Your people, the people who work for a living and pay taxes and own businesses, are in a lot of trouble, whereas the Democrat voters, they're just kind of sitting back going, hey, we still get our welfare and our food stamps, and we got a $1,200 check.
Oh, right. Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? People are making more money sitting on their butts than going to work.
Exactly. Unemployment is higher than working. We all have that problem now when we reopen. People are going to get paid more than they ever got paid working. So there's a real problem there. President Trump's got to understand his base is getting restless, impatient, scared to death, don't know how they're going to pay their bills. He's got to figure out a way to get this economy open and stop listening only to the doctors. Give some balance and listen to the business people and the economists.
Well, you know, Wayne, I don't know if you heard, but he has created a whole task force to reopening America, like Mark Levin, and he's got a great team behind him because he's the one that said 3 weeks ago, we need to get America back up and working. He was the one that told all of us that the suicide rate is going to go up. He was more concerned about losing people to suicide because they were going to be in financial strain and losing their jobs, and he understands that America needs to get back to work. That's why he has given our governors the power. He says, you guys open up your state. So now our state decided they're going to do, they're phasing out, you know, phasing in us back to getting to work, back to opening up businesses. And so he put the power in the governor's hands to say, hey, get your state up and running. So he does understand this. I want everyone who's listening to understand that this is a president that, thank God, he created the economy that he did before this virus hit us, or where in the heck would we be? And this is a president that can rebuild it right back up, and he predicted that we will be back up and running stronger than we were before this happened, and I believe him.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of businesses and a lot of restaurants that never open again, Dan. It's not quite that simple. You know, he's being very positive, but he's leaving us closed too long, and the problem is he doesn't have the right. Like you said, the Constitution says it's the governor who controls each state, right. And unfortunately, there's a lot of Democrat governors. Now, I believe you have a very nice Republican governor in Iowa, correct?
We do. We have an amazing governor, and she is a Republican, and she is getting us back up, and she's opening up things. She already said she was going to open up some things today. So, yes, I mean, he understands the severity of this. He's working so hard, nonstop, not resting, not taking a break. America is all he's thinking about getting. He realizes that he doesn't want to lose these jobs. He doesn't want people to lose their business. He's doing everything he can. And I just say, hang tight to anybody listening. Hang tight. He is working for all of us. I can guarantee you that.
Hey, listen, I know you're a big backer of his like me, but I'm a businessman, and I'm telling you, sometimes you got to crack ahead a little bit. Sometimes you got to say, hey, Mr. Trump, I love you, but you're screwing up this time because we're not opening up, and we're going to lose all our employees, or we're going to lose our businesses. You got to stop listening to the doctors. I think he needs a little criticism right now, and I'm willing to give it on a national basis. I'm willing to write a couple columns saying, Mr. President, you're going to lose this election if you don't open this damn economy up. Sometimes it's okay to be a little brutal with someone you love. It's called tough love. And Tanev, he needs a little tough love right now, I'm telling you.
Of course. I mean, you and I always talk straight to the president. He always listens to what I have to say. This is much bigger than anything that I've ever had to talk to him about. This is like the most severe thing he's ever had to deal with. This is the hardest thing he's going through. And so I agree with you that, you know, he does have a team of people who he does trust. And I just want you to know he is working so hard, Wayne, to rectify this problem because he realizes how severe this is.
I'll tell you what he's got to know. He's got to put more pressure on the Democrat governors to reopen their states. Like, as an example, look, New York is in terrible straits, and we all get that. But Nevada's not. We've had, you know, I haven't seen an updated number, but we had about 170 dead a day ago. 170 dead in a state of 3 million, in a city of 2 million in Las Vegas. You don't need to shut down the entire economy. We've done a great job, and everybody said you got to flatten the curve so the hospitals wouldn't be overwhelmed. Guess what? There is no curve. All the hospitals are empty, and they're laying off doctors and nurses because you can't do any non-essential surgeries, as they say. So it's time to open things back up again, but with proper social distancing and masks and gloves and spacing and all the guidelines that a supermarket or a Costco has to abide by, we could all abide by and get our small business open. That's what I'd say to President Trump.
And here's the thing. It's your governor. So everybody listening needs to put the pressure on the governor, the governor's office, send the letters, you know, protest in front of the governor's office, all that kind of stuff. Because our governor just said today, elective surgeries, okay, that's great. Now we can, now anybody who is sitting on the fence waiting to have a surgery that maybe wasn't, you know, life-threatening or that needed to happen, emergency surgery, now you can go and, you know, get your surgery. That just happened here in Iowa. I pray it happens.
Good for you. That's great. That's
but
great.
The thing is you had a great turnout. So that is wonderful optic to let the governors and all the elected officials in Nevada see we're ready to get back to work. Let's go.
Right. And listen, this all came, this was not like a big planned event. You know, when there are Trump rallies, there are hundreds of people working on them days in advance. You know that, Tana. You've been part of some of them. Do you realize this was a one-man effort? All Wayne Root did was I said on the radio, let's get together and have the world's biggest caravan on the Strip. Let's plan it for next Friday. Let's all arrive at this parking lot at 2, and let's go out on the Strip at 3. That's it. There was nothing else to it, and that thousand showed up. That's amazing. That shows you how much people need to get back to work.
It's amazing. It shows you the power of people that they can, you can, you're somebody that people can trust, as I am. Power of social media, power of having a couple good friends, like we got our mutual friend Dane, having a bunch of mutual friends that say, hey, get the word out, get the message out. That's how it happens. We're Americans. We're patriots. We're entrepreneurs. We're workers. We're fathers. We're mothers. We're business people. We bleed red, white, and blue. So when it's something that has to do with all of us getting back to work and, you know, supporting our flag, supporting our country, supporting our president, supporting our Constitution.
How about our family?
We're all in.
And how about our family? Got to support your family. And I got to tell you, Tana, look, I know I was one of the ones who never said this is a hoax. I said this was a serious illness and pandemic from day one. But the reaction to it by the media and the liberals and the Democrat governors tells me there's more to it. There's more to it. They want us to be broke so that that Trump loses the election. They figure the longer we stay closed, the better chance Trump loses the election. There's something else at work here, no doubt. No doubt at all.
I believe that with every ounce of my being. I believe the media had a lot to do with creating they scared people. They scared people. They scared the
elderly. Hysteria. Hysteria.
The hysteria. That's the perfect word. Thank you. They created the hysteria, and they created the mess. They think that this is going to be enough because the economy is so poor right now. But I tell you, I'll go down on the record saying that we will bounce back from this, and we will get through this. I am praying for the businesses.
And Santa, I don't disagree with you. We'll bounce back and get through it if you get the economy back up again in the month of May. If you wait till June, or God forbid July, or God forbid August, or forget about it, September, America is finished.
No.
It'll never come back.
No,
we're done. Stick a knife in it. So President Trump has got to fight all these liberal governors and put pressure on them. It's not just us. It's got to be Trump telling them, I'm not going to allow you to keep it closed. And we got to take them to court. We got to take them to the Supreme Court if we have to. Hey, Tana, we got to run. Lee, take it home, baby.
All right, Tana, thanks a lot. Women for Trump, advisory board member, apprentice. She also came, I think, second, third place for apprentice. Worked for the president. Fantastic lady. I thank you very much for being a part. Wayne will come back. Wrap it up. It's been a great night, a great radio night, a great patriot night, just a great night here on the USA Radio Network. Don't move. Stick around.
Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. Listen, here's the deal. USA Radio Network, Wayne Allen Root. What an amazing show. So, Wayne, you've accomplished something tonight. I mean, I can't think of any other radio talk show host that put it together as quick as you have, and getting that many people out on the Las Vegas Strip. Like you said, you've lived there pretty much your whole life. You've never seen anything like that. It's got to be pretty satisfying to sit back.
Well, hey, by the way, you give me way too much credit. I lived in New York most of my life. I've only been in Vegas 18 years. Okay. I lived in New York the first 27 years of my life, and then 13 years in Los Angeles, and just the last 18 in Las Vegas. So I haven't lived here my whole life, but I've certainly become the king of Vegas. I'll tell you that much. It's my town, and I love these people. They are the greatest people in the world, and I thank all of you so much, because the event wasn't my success. It was your success. Just as I said to every one of you, as I was parked in front of the Grant Sawyer building and I was saying goodbye to everybody, every single person that was in that caravan drove by me, and I reached out my hand and my elbow, and I elbow bumped them all, fist bumped them all, and told them all thank you and God bless you. You made it happen. What a wonderful group of people. I just don't think in a city of 20 million like New York or LA, or maybe 10 million in Chicago, I don't know that any host could say, hey, next Friday let's have a ride down Michigan Boulevard, all of us, to say open the economy and 10,000 people show up. I just don't believe it's possible. We only have a city of 2 million and 8 or 10,000 showed up. So that's just an amazing testament to the people in this town, the love I have for them, the love they have for me, and how much we all need to get back to work, the love we have for our work ethic and capitalism and entrepreneurship and small business, and getting all the Strip employees back to work as well. The tourism in this town is key, as always. So, you know, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You're great, great people, and you will always be my hometown, Las Vegas, my adopted hometown.
So, frustration obviously is reigning supreme with the folks I'm sure you were elbow bumping with today. Any frustration with the president from some of those folks?
No, I didn't talk to them about that. You hear me being frustrated, right. and I get lots of texts and emails about them being frustrated. I didn't do that today. Today was all about just reopening Nevada. We didn't even talk about a love for Trump, really. I mean, we didn't talk about anything. I met them in the staging area. Everyone screamed my name. Everybody waved to me when I showed up. And then we all followed down the Strip, and we did our show, you and I together, Lee Elsie. So first of Hey, by the way, what a great job you did. You're just a stud, man. You're just the greatest, Lee Elsie. Thank
you. You're too kind. Thank you very much.
God bless you, man. You're the best. You know, I met you all those, what was it, about 3 years ago? You invited me to speak in Connecticut, New London, Connecticut, at your station, and you and I have become fast friends, and you become my Tuesday, Thursday opening hour host, and now you are the man who is the anchor, the rock in the room for me to be on the strip doing my thing, and I just really appreciate you, Lee Elsie. I really do. Thank you so very much.
It's an honor to be a part of it, man. I appreciate you and what you do and what you stand for, and again, it's an honor to be on the air with all you guys, including
Chris. You know what's funny? You and I are like freaking frack because you have such a calm voice, and you just, you know, you really have a beautiful, melodic, calm radio voice, and I'm just a crazy man with a lot of energy and passion who's like out of his mind, and together, it's a nice little tit for tat. You and I would do a good show together all the time, I gotta tell you.
And it's funny because we're both huge sports fans, too. I know you don't talk about that a lot, but you're, you know, off the air with looking at the draft as it's unfolding. You're a huge Cowboy fan. Like, I don't know why, but you are a Cowboy fan.
Well, you're probably a Patriot fan, right?
No, I'll tell you, I've always said this since I was 18. I'm a fan of the team I bet for that day. I bet
on that. Oh, well, okay. Well, you, listen, I am, too. I'm a team of the Cowboys and every team I'm betting on that day. But always the Cowboys first. They're in my heart at all times.
See, that's dangerous, though.
It is. Look here, let's get. I try and get off sports because most people don't tune here for sports, right? They tune to ESPN Radio for sports Fox Sports for sports. But so I try not to do too much sports. Right. But I just know people are hurting out there. That's one of the reasons I love sports, by the way. When people are hurting, at least they have one thing to turn to. At least guys do. They turn to sports. They've even taken that away from us. We got nothing. I mean, we had the NFL draft the last 2 days. That's the first sports we've had in 6 weeks. I mean, this is a very dangerous situation for the mental health of the average American. We got nothing. That's why they all came out for my rally. What else is there to do? I mean, you're sitting home, there's no sports, you're frustrated, you want to get back to work, you can't even watch your favorite sports team, the Las Vegas Raiders or the Dallas Cowboys or our Las Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, it's unbelievable. Lee, they've taken everything away from us.
I know, I agree. And Las Vegas would have been a great time for the Raiders. Now, Chris wants to say a few things before we run out of time.
Wayne?
Yes, sir.
I'm very proud of you, man. What you did today was not just for Vegas, who's always going to be Vegas strong. It wasn't just for Nevada. It was for our whole damn country, man. And this is a shot in the arm that we needed right now. And I wanted to say thank you for that. And for
appreciate
this is a high. I'm going to get all the words in for once. Monday you can have your show back. But you've been so awesome today. Tip of the hat to you. Tip of the hat to Cindy, Andrew, Paul, our whole crew. Lee nailed it out of the park today. Thank you for all of you've done for us.
Hey, and I'll get in trouble as the music comes on if I don't say the very last word, Lee, is I got to say Cindy, my fiance, Cindy Parker, is the most, everyone who passed us said, wow, you got the most beautiful fiance we've ever seen in our lives. That woman is gorgeous and brilliant and wonderful, and she is the reason I am the person I am. So thank you, Cindy Parker. God bless you, man. You are the best. Love you.
I guess that's it. Wayne, I guess I got to go.
Take it over, Lee. Take it over.
All right, Wayne, listen, enjoy the night. Great job. Chris, great job. Thank you all very much. It's an honor to be part of this great team. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, tremendous show, groundbreaking show, patriotic show. He'll be back on Monday. I'll catch you guys on Tuesday. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Social distance. We'll see you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.